Uh-oh.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits.
So what we got for you? Love Island is back. I thought Love Island was cancelled.
Oh, no, it's back.
I thought they were cancelling it. I thought it was all done and dusted. I thought the ratings weren't coming in. And Maya Jama, even she's been making rumblings. Although I can't imagine a woman as beautiful as Maya Jama would make any sort of rumblings. And if she'd made any rumblings, it would be a perfectly sweet and lovely, beautiful rumbling. She's been making rumblings that it wasn't coming back, I thought.
Have they sort of downsized the amount of different series that they do? Because there's so many different variations of the series.
Maybe it's the winter one is done and dusted, but the summer one's certainly happening. And we've been having a look on your behalf. If you're one of those people that are like, Love Island, I haven't a clue. Well, here's what we've got for you. A treat this afternoon. We're looking at... By the way, this is JP's favourite time of the year. It's like, you know, when the Rose of Tralee fans, they get the RTE guide and all of the roses are on across two pages in the middle.
Yeah.
JP does this with the Love Island contestants.
Where's my big red pen?
This is what he does. He picks his favourites.
Yeah.
And we've been looking at all of the contestants on this year's Love Highland for you. Let's have a look at some of these. Do you want to go? I've been looking and you've been looking. Do you
want
to go first?
I'll lead off if you want. Yeah, well, I think Sean Stone is definitely one to watch.
I'll see if Stoney's on my list.
Is it a crossover?
He's on mine, yeah.
Easy. Well, now, let's see if we've aligned in terms of why we've got our eyes set on Sean. He's 24. He's from Hartford. Mm-hmm. His job description, he's a sweet salesman.
I was thinking about... We were both thinking this. I'm going to jump
what
in.
What does that mean?
Well, is he a man who sells sweets?
Right.
Or he's a salesman who's very sweet?
Or he's sweet at his job.
He's an adorable salesman.
I guess we'll find out. What makes you a catch? That's one of the sections they have to fill out in their biography.
Well.
Sean says he's 5'11", tall, dark and handsome. Not quite 6 foot, which we already gathered when you said you were 5'11". He goes on to repeat, I'm not quite six foot.
For anyone not paying attention, that's not quite 6 foot. That's Matt, Sean.
Sean continues to describe himself as great smile, great teeth, great arms and abs, the full package. And looking at the photo, he is.
Right. I've also seen in Sean's... So what makes you a catch? He says, 5'11", tall, dark and handsome, not quite 6 foot, great smile, great teeth, great arms and abs, the full package. Next question on the bio, it says, how would your friends and family describe you? Sean's answer, 5'11", tall, dark and handsome, not quite 6 foot, great smile, great teeth, great arms and abs, the full package. Thanks, Granny.
Cheers.
Who have I got for you?
I bet we've picked the same people.
I've got Samantha Kenny. Samantha Kenny, do you know where Samantha's from?
Where's she from?
Samantha Kenny, with a name like that, where do you think she's from?
Gotta be Irish.
She's from Liverpool.
Oh.
She's 26 years of age. She's a makeup artist. The question they asked her, why Love Island and why now? She says, I'm ready to settle down and Love Island is an amazing opportunity to meet someone.
Here.
Samantha, do you think anyone is believing that?
Have you seen any of the previous series, Samantha?
Maybe this is a person who has only just gotten telly. Samantha has never watched telly before and she is foolishly going into Love Island thinking she's going to meet the love of her life. Who have you got?
I've gone for Ronnie Vint, mostly because his name is Ronnie and Ronnie is my middle name. So he's my spirit animal. Okay?
Ronnie looks like a regular lad to me. Of all of the photographs, it's like, oh, this is a guy who just walked in off the street into the Love Island villa.
East Londoner, 27, semi-professional footballer. He looks a bit like Harry Kane, but the Temu version of Harry Kane. It's not quite premium.
He's the Wish version of Harry Kane.
What's Ronnie looking for? Here's Ronnie's answer. He says, I want someone that's family-oriented, caring and career-minded. And I think we can all agree those are really lovely sentiments. You know, family-oriented, caring and career-minded.
If I was a lady going into Love Island and looking at my options here, I'd be thinking, oh, the guy who says, I want someone that's family-orientated, caring and career-minded. Is that all he says?
No, Ronnie continues. He says, I like blondes with nice boobs, but I am partial to a brunette too. Which is
all women, then.
There's no discrimination. Do you know what I mean? He's got a broad church and all options
open. That was unprompted. Roddy could have just left it at that. He could have just said, I want to meet someone that's family-orientated, caring and career-minded. Ronnie, there's no need to go on. Looks-wise, I like blondes with nice boobs. But I am partial to a brunette too.
He saved it there.
He did, yeah, absolutely.
He saved it.
Ronnie, you a goalkeeper. I've got Munveer Jabal over here.
All right.
He's from Surrey. He's 30 years old, is Munveer. And he's a recruitment manager. They ask why Love Island and why now? He says, I'm 30 years old and I need to start thinking seriously about the next step. And what better place? He asks.
Again. any other place.
Very innocently. Manveer, have you considered the apps? I mean, do you have a phone?
Yeah.
There's, if you just type in dating into the app store, they'll give you multiple options. He follows up with the question, what's your claim to fame, they ask. Manveer's claim to fame is that he's mates with Spencer Morgan. And in brackets, for those of you that don't know who Spencer Morgan is.
Please continue.
Which is like humans. Spencer Morgan, brackets, Pierce Morgan's son.
Okay, of course.
Manveer's claim to fame. So the minute he walks into the Love Island villa and they're, you know, there's the awkward bit of getting to know you, meeting each other. A young lady says to him, so what do you do? He says, I work in recruitment. And I'm mates with Spencer Morgan.
That's how people know me.
She's like, who's that? He says, Pierce Morgan's son, brackets.
I don't want to root against anyone, Ray. That's not what this is really about. But I'm just going to highlight something. Jess White, she's 25. I'm sure she's lovely. She's from Stockport. She's a retail manager. If it says, in the section where it says, if you had to pick three of the most important things you look for in a partner, what would they be?
Yeah, I've got this as well.
Jess's answer. I would say nice teeth. I love a set of white turkey teeth, but a good set of turkey teeth. She continues, this is where I feel it's sort of pointed. You have to be tall. You can't be shorter than me. I can't be having to question whether I can wear heels around you and what height of heels I can wear. I mean, preach, girlfriend. We've all been there.
They also ask her, why would you say you're single? Jess White says, I think I'm single because I don't underestimate the fact that I'm hard work. I know what I want and I'm not easily pleased. However, if you've got turkey teeth, specifically a good set of turkey teeth,
only the good ones.
I'm in. Like, I am hard work. But those teeth are non-negotiable.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show. Hey.